español. Perdone.
Hello, thank you for calling the United States versus Western Union Remission Line. Please listen to answers to these frequently asked questions. To return to the main menu, press 1. To skip a question, press 9. To repeat a question, press 2. What is the current status of the remission process? As of September 30th, 2019, the online submission process for petitions for remission has closed. The acceptance of mailed petitions for remission, postmarked after this date, will be subject to the Justice Department's discretion. Checks were mailed in March and April 2020 to petitioners who agreed to the pre-printed loss amounts on the petitions sent by the remission administrator. Petitioners not included in this distribution remain under review by the Remission Administrator and DOJ. All remaining claims are being evaluated and will receive a notification of decision when the review is complete. How much will my payment be? The amount of your check will be based on your eligible loss amount minus any refunds you may have received. Your payment will be based only on the amount of the money transfer. You cannot recover collateral expenses such as Western Union fees, incidental losses, or transfers sent to other companies. My claim was approved, but I didn't get a payment or received less than expected. Why? All valid petitions were reviewed by the Treasury Offset Program. It is possible that the amount owed to you was used to pay towards certain state and federal debts. If you owe money, your payment will be used to pay your debt. If your payment is more than the amount you owe, you will get the remainder. More information about the Treasury Offset Program is available within Frequently Asked Question Number 12 at www.westernunionremission.com. How can I get my check reissued? If your check is under $5,000, you may speak to a customer service representative or submit a request in writing. If your check is over $5,000, please submit your request in writing to info@westernunionremission.com. Please include your assigned claim ID if known, your full name, previous address if applicable, and current address. How do I change the name on the check I received? We recommend you provide all relevant supporting documentation along with the check to the bank to cash or deposit the check. If you are having difficulty with the bank, you may request a name change in writing by emailing info@westernunionremission.com with copies of all supporting documentation of the name change. The request will undergo a review process and the requested change is not guaranteed. Please be patient. Do I need to report this payment to the IRS? A Form 1099 or other tax form is not included with the payment. If you have any questions about potential tax issues as a result of this award, we recommend you consult a professional tax consultant. We cannot provide you with tax advice, and your inquiries on that subject will not receive a response. What is the case about? Western Union paid $586 million to settle charges brought by the Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, and the Department of Justice, or DOJ. The company admitted to criminally aiding and abetting wire fraud and to violations of the Bank Secrecy Act. The U.S. Postal Inspection Service investigated various schemes in which fraudsters contacted victims and falsely posed as family members in need or federal law enforcement officials, or falsely promised prizes, loans, employment opportunities, discounted products, or other financial awards. The fraudsters directed the victims to send money through Western Union to help relatives, avoid imprisonment or arrest, or to claim prizes, receive loans, employment, products, or some other financial award. No one received the cash, prizes, or other promised items. Where can I get more information? For the latest information about the remission process, check www.westernunionremission.com for updates. email info@westernunionremission.com or press 1 to speak to a live operator.
Thank you for calling the Claims Assistance Helpline. Your call will be recorded for quality control purposes.
Thank you for calling Western Union Remission. This is Diabra. Before we get started, may I please have your full name?
Ernest Joseph.
Thank you, Mr. Joseph.
Sure.
And what is, do you have a claim ID number?
I do not. Which is,
okay.
I'm calling because my dad was involved in a scheme between 2010 and 2018, actually 19, 20, and I've got about, I'd say between $600,000 to $1 million worth of Western Union receipts, and I don't know what to do. And we didn't get put in the class action suit, even though he was cut off from sending back in maybe 2017. They cut him off. So I don't know what to do. I just called and I got disconnected. The guy was trying to figure out. Huh? Okay.
What is your phone number? And if you get disconnected,
okay,
I can call you back.
201. Let me give you this one. 592-0182.
Alright, and what is, did your dad file a claim?
He didn't file a claim. He was still in the scam, but you got, I think this was settled in 2019. He was fully in to this. Like, it wasn't until after that we realized what he did.
Okay, so what's his name?
Lawrence Joseph. LAWRE NCE.
Really?
Hello?
Hi, this is Diabra with Western Union Remission.
Yeah.
On the recorded live. Speaking with Ernest Joseph.
This is he.
Oh, okay. We have a better connection now because right before we were disconnected, well, I thought you was on the line and you weren't, so...
I know, it just dropped. It just dropped. Wow. Okay. That was my landline, too. I'm on my cell. This is my cell phone.
Oh. Okay. Well, this is much, much better.
Oh, good.
All right. And so, it was telling me that your dad's name is Lawrence Hussein, Lawrence Joseph.
Yes.
And he has not filed a claim. You just have the claim information, the NCCN numbers and the date and the amount that he was sending off.
I have hundreds of them. It's unbelievable.
Oh.
It's unbelievable.
Oh, my goodness.
It and they cut him off. They cut him off from sending money. He was sending money to Senegal, Ghana, on a gold scheme. But they cut him off, but didn't include him in the class action, which was weird. You know what I mean? So
that's because he had to file.
Yeah, he wasn't. He was too. He was so in it. What happens when people are being scammed? He's elderly, he's 88 now. What happens if he's being scammed? He's not, like, those people are going to automatically reject any, you know what I mean? They're still thinking this is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's not until now that I'm slowly, I don't trust him now. But he spent his whole life savings. I'm talking about $4 million between Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase, MoneyGram, Western Union, everything's gone. So I have an FBI case open with Chase because I think it was in, I think it started internally. His banker's African. I'm not saying that just because he's African that means, you know, he was in on it, but he signed off on all these wires, and he told my sister he knew my father was involved in a scam. Really? After the money was gone. After? You know what I mean? Didn't you have an obligation to let the authorities know? I mean, I'm talking, he was writing $35,000 checks like they were $35 checks. Because he believed in this.
Wow.
Full, there's something wrong with him. I mean, anyone could get fooled, but, you know, if this was a $50,000, I would just say, okay, you know, shame on us. Huh? He is still alive.
Okay.
Yes. But I don't trust him to handle this. I mean, you can talk to him, his memory's great. He gets a little fuzzy when you start talking about this, because he really didn't want to talk about it. He wanted to just let this go, I guess, you know, that to some extent, I think people get ashamed when they come to the realization that they blew their whole life savings. You know what I mean? But he'll give me receipts and stuff like that. And now he can talk about it, but I don't trust him to handle it. It would be too emotional for him.
Okay, so at this point, since he doesn't have a claim, he would need to file a claim for consideration.
Right.
And what that would be is he would need to have all his documents and
or he can mail them in. of a copy. I would say do not send any originals, always the copy, and we would need a copy of his government issued ID.
Sure.
And which do you want? You can have both. Would you like the email address?
I think the email, because I think the best way to do it is just scan them. High resolution scanning, it's going to be a lot of information. Like anyone reviewing them, they're probably going to like delete it, like pretend they never got it, because it's going to literally probably be 200 to 300 receipts. So I think scanning them.
He can request for an email confirmation of receipt.
Okay.
So you send that to info@ westernunionremission.com. We need to have his name, address, telephone number, email address, you know, just regular contact information,
okay.
His request to be considered.
Now,
just
quickly, I called before me. I got disconnected, but the person I spoke to referred me to a page where he can request his transaction history request form for transfers history over 90 days. Is that a better format for you guys? You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess it'll be mailed to him in a more concise format. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that.
Yes, I am. Yes, he can request that. Either way, however you want to handle it.
Okay. All right. I'll probably do both. And whichever comes first, if this comes, I can imagine this will be in a real organized, you know what I mean? In a easy to read, because some of these Western Unions are so light, it's hard to even read, you know what I mean? To read them.
Right. It has to be legible.
Right.
It does have to be legible.
Okay. All right. So.
Now, the transaction history request form, that's going to come from Western Union itself. We're not Western Union.
Right.
We are Western Union Remittance.
Right.
And so they do go back 10 years.
That'll be perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did it happen between 2004 to 2017?
Yes. It started in 2010. Okay. I think most of the transactions happened maybe 2015. That's when it really got heavy, when he wasn't able to send through his bank, then they requested him to use Western Union, and then they were telling him to, you know, use the secret code word so they don't have to show ID. Like, they really did a job. I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, why would you do that? So it can't, you know, they know what they're doing. And I mean, they used to call the house and threaten him, and it's just, it's unbelievable.
Now, are you his legal guardian?
I am not. I'm his son, and that issue has come up. I spoke to a couple attorneys that I might just have to get power of attorney for him, just to make things simple.
That would be a good idea, Mr. Ernest, because when you call to us to be with you and give us permission to talk to you, but if you had the power of attorney, that will be, you can access the information yourself.
Oh, okay. Okay, you mean once the claim is in?
I'm sorry, say it again.
You mean once the claim is in?
Yes, sir. You can call and get some information. We can look in the system to see if it's still in review. And most likely it's going to be a review. It's going to take a while for a review. Because right now the existing cases, they anticipate authorizing compensation for the eligible victim within the first quarter of 2022.
Right. So we would definitely come after that, even to be considered.
And that's up to the Department of Justice and the Remission Administrator to review it and make a determination.
Yeah, I just can't do nothing. I've been dreading having to deal with this, but this is my mom is deceased. She died in 2018, worrying about her losing her house. We ultimately lost the house after she passed. And I can't just sit here and say, he was definitely defrauded. And we have proof. We have emails. Luckily, my father didn't throw out anything. So, we have everything. So, I'm going to request this transaction history form. But I'm also going to get the hard copy of the receipts and start scanning them. There's going to be hundreds of them, so hopefully this transaction request form comes quickly, and that probably will be in like a ledger format, much easier to read than these receipts. But and email info at westernunionremissions.com. Okay. I need a copy of his ID.
Okay.
And is there anything else I need to add to that email?
No, that's about it.
Okay.
Just his request to be considered.
Okay. Okay. All right, I thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. Ernest. Is there anything else we can do to assist you today?
Oh, that's it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling Western Union Remission. Take care and have a good rest of your day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, this guy off the phone with Western Union.